This is Alva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today are David Adame, President and CEO of Chicanos por la Causa, and Lydia Aranda, President of Chicanos por la Causa in Southern Arizona. Bienvenidos a KXEI.
Great to be here.
David, can you tell me what Chicanos por la Causa's vision is?
Our vision is two words. It's empowered lives. And we do it through our mission, which reads, we drive economic and political empowerment. And we do that through four focus areas. We do it through economic development, small business, real estate, home ownership, education, and we do it through healthcare. And we also, the political empowerment side, we actually do have a C4 action fund that gets involved in the political advocacy area.
Lydia, can you tell me how your mission helps achieve your vision?
We very much focus on a multitude of services to help empower lives in a way that we are calling whole family resiliency. We like to be able to understand not only what individuals, families, or businesses are coming to us with specific needs, but how that really connects into the surrounding area and what that means for a greater impact on community. So we very much blend attention to small business through our Préstamos division. We have housing, utilities, and other technical assistance programs. We're very strong in workforce solutions that works not only with students on their college and career journeys, but also adult learners who are either being retrained or just have an interest in seeking additional certification or learning for their fields of study and other professional paths right here in Tucson to serve immigration services.
And Lydia, is there a particular program that you would like to highlight today?
One of the particular programs is education. Here in Tucson, we actually run two high schools, Toltecali and Envision, blending the unique cultural attention and competency by expanding capacity, expanding diversity, and being able to serve the community needs together, whether it's our direct programs or working to help augment our colleagues all around the community.
Do you have offices in Mexico, or do you partner with organizations in Mexico to do some of this work?
You know, we do both. We actually, about a year ago, opened up offices in Mexico City, and that was a very exciting expansion for Chicanos por la Causa across our entire footprint. But we also work very closely right on the border, given that we have presence in Cochise County, Santa Cruz County, and Yuma County. We are able very much to work not only with the consulates on our side of the border, on the north side of the border, but we tag team with small business owners and other local agencies and schools as well as universities south of the border in the different states of Mexico.
How can folks find out more about the work of CPLC?
Last year, we touched the lives of 620,000 community residents. And I'm so proud of that because especially during these times of COVID, and we actually created a special section within our website, and that's how you can get a hold of us. That's cplc.org. And there's a section there called Conexiones, which actually we created both English and Spanish to filter all the information that's out there for all of our community. And we serve everybody. We just don't serve Latinos. I want to make sure that's clear. We need to adapt to the current times. And of course, now we're in a pandemic, so we had to adapt for that because we know our community is growing. You know, here in Arizona, we're at least 40% of the population, and that's only going to grow based on the demographics. So we know even more, we need to be ready. We need to grow. And that's why I call it El Nuevo Movimiento, the new movement, and there ain't nothing stopping us.
Well, I want to congratulate you. I know you're in your 51st year. So congratulations on the longevity of Chicanos por la Causa and all of the work that you've done. And I am extremely happy to have Chicanos por la Causa CEO David Adame and Southern Arizona President Lydia Aranda. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining me today on the Nonprofit Spotlight.
Thank you, Alba.
Thank you.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.